Lee MacDonald is keenly involved in the association's solar section, and earlier in the week he gave a talk about how to observe the sun.
Solar observing can be an expensive hobby, but it doesn't have to be. You can observe the sun in ordinary visible light with a small telescope, like a 60mm refractor, and simply projecting the sun's image onto a piece of white paper or card. The important thing to remember always about the sun is that it's potentially extremely dangerous to look at, so you should never look at it directly through a telescope of any kind, because you will damage your eyes. And you can't assume that a filter that makes the sun look dark actually is safe to look through, because much of what the sun emits is actually in infrared, and that's, you can't see it, but it's still cooking your eyeball, essentially. So if you do use a filter, only use one that goes over the front of a telescope, and that is actually designed for solar observing with a telescope that is known to be safe. And amateur astronomy societies will be able to advise you on what filters to use.
And I guess that warning also goes whenever you're pointing your telescope anywhere close to the sun in the sky.
Yes, that's right. I mean, for example, if you're looking at Venus in daylight or something, make sure the sun is hidden behind a solid building. Otherwise, you know, if the sun comes accidentally into the field of view, that could have disastrous results.
Now, I think amateur observation of the sun can actually be quite scientifically valuable. We've heard a lot in the last couple of days at NAM about professional observation of the sun. What can amateurs contribute?
Well, the best thing that amateurs can do with observing the sun is measure solar activity simply by counting the number of sunspots and spots and groups seen. The global industry standard for solar activity is called the relative sunspot number, which takes into account the number of groups of sunspots that you see and also the number of individual spots within the groups.
So if you project an image of the sun onto a piece of paper, you're counting the number of dark splotches you see on that image of the sun?
Yep, that's essentially what you're doing. You're counting the number of dark splotches. And the more people who do this, the better the statistical average we get, and so the more accurate picture of the sun's activity we get. And astronomers have been doing this, measuring solar activity by this method, since 1848. So we now have a huge, very long set of very consistent data, which tells us what the sun is doing in the long term, with obvious implications for things like climate and so on as well.
I guess as compared to other areas of amateur astronomy, observing the sun is rather easier in that you don't have to do it at the dead of night.
That's correct, yes. You're not out in the cold, I mean, antisocial hours, especially at this time of year. It's quite nice to observe the sun when you get home after work, and you can also show other people the sun, and that's what makes it good for bringing astronomy to a wider audience as well, is the fact that they can observe it, you know, during the daytime. They don't have to come out during the night when it's cold and dark.
There were a lot of spacecraft with cameras looking at the sun, and we heard earlier in the week about cameras on rockets even. How can amateur observations compete with that?
Well, they don't really compete with that. They rather complement it. Basically, no one's going to launch a $1 billion spacecraft to count sunspots, so that's left to observers on the ground. And some professional observatories do sunspot counting, but most of the largest sort of body of physical numbers of people doing it are actually amateurs. Most professional observatories are imaging or observing the sun in exotic wavelengths, many of them not visible at ground level, such as X-rays, which is just as well because they'll kill us all if the X-rays reach the ground. And so we amateurs are observing the sun in a different light, as it were.
And I guess the continuity you got back to the 19th century is also helping you to compare past activity with current trends.
Yes, absolutely. We can compare how active the sun was, you know, 100, 150 years ago with what it is now, for example. And then we find the recent solar maximum has not been as active as some people have predicted. But it's not actually unprecedented. There was, at the early years of the 20th century, in the 1900s, there were long periods of many months when there weren't any sunspots. So we can see this is not the sun switching off or anything like that. It's not, you know, the sun does this every so often, where it's slightly less active than it should be.
Given the sun has been quite quiet in the last solar cycle, does that make it more boring as an amateur to observe the sun?
Yes, it can do, especially when it was at solar minimum back a few years ago, when there were periods of about 2 or 3 months sometimes when there weren't any spots on the sun. But now we are at maximum, and although the sun is not as active as we would like, it's still, there's usually something to see on the sun each day.
And I guess part of the fun of it is that you never quite know what the sun's going to do next.
Absolutely, yes. From one day to the next, the sun's never the same, and it's not predictable. It's not like eclipses or the phases of the moon, things like that. It's absolutely, you never know what sunspots are going to appear, suddenly disappear. Sometimes sunspot groups grow very, very suddenly. And that's part of the, you know, part of the fun of solar observing. You never know quite what to expect.
How many observers are there in the BA who are regularly taking observations of the sun?
About 60 to 70 observers. It depends slightly on the time of year when people are active and so on. But yes, it's about that number regularly sending sunspot data to the BAA solar section.
So that's quite a fantastic data set you're collecting there. It must mean that most clear days you've got information on what the sun's doing.
That's right. And indeed, some of our observers, you know, they live in all parts of the world, sometimes in the southern hemisphere as well. So for many years now, I think the BAA has managed to have at least one solar observation on every day of the year in the records.
My thanks to Lee McDonald from the British Astronomical Association's Solar Section.